you get the pleasure of discovering how things have changed, how a landscape has been used in the past by different peoples at different times. You've got the glimpses of, you know, going right back into the Ice Age. Occasionally you get mammoth tusks and rhino teeth and these sort of things coming out of the gravels. Then you've got the earlier Neolithic material and the Mesolithic material that's demonstrating how the landscape looked as humans began to colonize, as the first peoples began to sort of develop something more like a sort of civilization of, and you get the creation of the Neolithic and early Bronze Age ritual landscape with the barrows and the mortuary enclosures, and then how it changes into a more of a sort of presumably an agrarian landscape with farming settlements in the later Iron Age and in the Roman period. And you get to the Roman, more established Roman settlements like the Roman site at Newnham. And then you get into the medieval period and how people are no longer living out on the floodplain, whether that's because the climate is wetter or the land there is too important for agriculture. And you get the establishment of the monastery. Again, the monastery presumably is there because it was established where there was good land for them to exploit for the development of the monastery. And then even coming into the modern period and the industrial remains. And seeing the whole thing, getting the opportunity to see how the whole thing sort of works together, it's much more exciting. And you're not just looking at, well, oh, here's a coin or here's a piece of flint in isolation. You're actually able to build a story.